Teasing and Trust, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated mature, featuring the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan/Quinlan. This is part 7 of the Two Jedi and a Commander series. Undressed, skin already showing a light sheen of sweat, and Quinlan was still a mouthy bastard. Cody liked it, really he did. But sometimes... Shut up, Cody growled as he pinned the Kiffar Jedi against the sheets. His hands gripped Quinlan's and pressed them against the bunk. The Kiffar Jedi could easily throw him off if he wanted, and he knew it. They all knew it. Quinn was there because he wanted to be. He liked it when Cody showed his strength. Or what, you'll gag me? Quinlan teased, fluttering his lashes obnoxiously. Cody froze as the mental image flickered across his mind and his grip slackened in surprise. Oh, I do believe our dear Cody likes that idea, Quinn, Obi-Wan said, amusement clear in his voice as a teasing hand danced down Cody's spine. Quinlan grinned at the look on the clone's face. His bewildered interest was incredibly endearing. I knew we'd coax you into trying some fun things, the Kiffar teased, hoping to get him to relax again. Oh, Cody tried. His brain hadn't fully rebooted yet, and that was obvious to both of his Jedi. He felt a gentle kiss pressed to the back of his shoulder before Obi-Wan's weight settled against his back. We won't push, Obi-Wan assured gently. If the idea is interesting, but you aren't ready to try such things, that's fine. Quinlan grew serious. What he said, if you want to try different things, we're open to a lot of play. I found very few things that I don't like, and Obi-Wan knows his preferences too. But neither of us would ever ask you to do something you don't want, the Kiffar agreed. Force, Cody loved them. Next time, maybe, he admitted. It's intriguing to me. The entire idea. Quinlan squeezed their joined hands. We'll start small, he promised. Obi-Wan pressed another kiss to Cody's shoulder. We have plenty of ideas to share with you, darling. Cody couldn't wait. You said we could start small, he pointed out. What do you two recommend? The Jedi shared a look over Cody's shoulder. We could start rather like this, Obi-Wan said after a moment. You pinning his arms down while I did something, or I could pin them down while you fuck him. Quinlan groaned at the suggestion. I vote option 2, he said. Cody smiled. So eager for me, he purred. Quinlan smirked. What can I say? You're so irresistible, he teased. Obi-Wan laughed, burying his face in Cody's shoulder. Quinn, you are ridiculous, he declared. The Kiffar arched an eyebrow. But am I wrong? He asked. Obi-Wan rested his chin on Cody's shoulder and looked down at Quinlan. Not at all, he admitted. Cody felt his cheeks warm at the words. He was a clone. There were millions just like him. To hear them talk about him like that, he didn't actually have the words to fully articulate how it made him feel. His Jedi knew anyway. We love you, Cody, Obi-Wan said softly, brushing a kiss against his cheek. Your soul shines so brightly in the Force. Quinlan added, in a room with 500 clones, we'd know you instantly. Cody shuddered at the thought of being so truly known. Perhaps, Obi-Wan started gently, perhaps we need to take care of you tonight, darling. Quinlan gave Cody's hands a squeeze. I'm good with that instead, he assured. Cody didn't even try to suppress the wave of love that swept through him, wanting them both to know, to feel, what that meant to him. He didn't have the Force, but he knew that when he focused hard, he could project enough for them to pick it up. Let us take care of you, Obi-Wan asked. Cody nodded. He released Quinlan's hands, but didn't otherwise move. Doing so would dislodge the pretty redheaded weight against his back. He didn't want to dump Obi-Wan onto the floor. The Jedi shared a look, an entire conversation happening in a single glance. Quinlan's hands slid up Cody's thighs while Obi-Wan shifted and slipped his arms around Cody. "What do you need me to do?" the clone asked. The Jedi both smiled. "Nothing yet," Quinlan said. "Just let us touch you." Obi-Wan hummed his agreement. "We'll make you feel good, we promise." Cody leaned back against Obi-Wan. "I trust you." The end.
You're moving without moving. When you move.